Games, where we create the latest and greatest market-ready board games straight from our brains into your household. I'm your co-host and co-creator, Nick Bruno.
And I'm your other co-host and co-creator, DJ Bruno.
Back at it again with the board games.
It never stops here. It's been quite some time.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's been quite some time since we've recorded, but yes, the board game engine never stops.
To you, I imagine that it's only been like a few minutes, because who would want to put down each episode, you know? Just got to keep going through them, I'm sure.
I mean, I do have a rare condition where my brain creates lapses in time in between these recording sessions, so I'm just guessing that it's been quite a while. But I mean, I put down that other recording, and as soon as I hit, you know, play on this one, I'm right back at it, ready to go.
Oh, yeah? So it's like you just blinked and... and now we're still doing this. We went on and even left the office, for all you know.
Kind of, yeah. It's a little bit of a nightmare, but hey, if you love what you're doing, then you live your nightmare every day of your life.
Well, I hope that you love it, because I'm having an okay time. You know, sometimes it feels like Ms. Dunn is holding us here to against our will.
It is true. Ever since the you know, the cuffs around our ankles policy went in, it got a little strange, but you know, yeah. I kind of like the chains flattering, at least.
Mine, I'm glad that you like yours. I hate mine. Mine are just completely, I think they're a little too small. I think these were a child's chains once, which is why they're very close together. I'm kind of just hopping everywhere. I think Miss Dunn's having a pretty tough time with the divorce. That's the word on the street.
Oh, I didn't know about that. Maybe that's why I saw her, you know, just kind of down in the dumps.
Yeah, down in the dumps and then shackles around the legs.
I mean, that is the classic stages of grief right there.
Yeah.
Sadness. Sadness, chains, pizza, cake.
Throwing arms up in the air and screaming.
Yeah, followed by deep cleaning, like just obsessive deep cleaning, and then relief. Acceptance.
Well, we are not quite halfway there, but it is good to know that there is an end in sight, and somewhere along that line we might get pizza. I don't know if she'll share it, but there is, I did hear you say pizza.
Well, I think usually the office is pretty good about whenever one person gets pizza, they almost, you know, by obligation buy the entire office pizza, which also explains why pizza is taken out of our, or at least I see a little dash in our checks or our direct deposits that say pizza, and it's a substantial amount, but, you know, trade-off, you get pizza for work quite frequently.
Yeah, I wish I had the option of that, you know, if lunch would just be, like, taken away, because I feel like I can provide my own lunch and not have, like, $50 taken out of my paycheck every single time.
Yeah, it is true. I mean,
sometimes I don't feel like pizza.
It's just one of the you know, caveats of working in the board game industry, and I'm sure everyone feels that way.
Yeah, and I'm sure like Hasbro's got a pretty similar policy. I'm sure all the other sort of game companies have a pretty similar thing. So it's just one of the caveats here, right? I knew what I was signing up for when I stepped through the doors of Patch Potch LLC.
It is also a extremely powerful marinara scent that just blasts you as soon as you walk through the door. It's almost like they're pumping it through the AC or something like that. So it just kind of invades your brain.
Yeah. Well, you know, as you say, in the board game biz, you got to do what you got to do.
We do say that quite a lot, and I'm really enjoying this deep dive into our company culture and the energy going on right now.
Yeah, you know, it's, well, because I feel like a lot of people haven't really heard of Patch Potch Games, so it's probably good that we just give a little bit of background. It's fair that everyone should know that Miss Dunn's going through a divorce. It's fair that everyone should know that we have a substantial amount of our money taken away every single time, or every single paycheck, due to pizza. It's just one of those things that kind of you know, it just lets everyone know that we are a real place, because only a real place would do those kind of things.
That's true. This is true. Yeah, we do need to kind of, and you know, it is kind of inviting when you open your doors and you know, you see the inner workings of how things go behind behind the scenes, so to speak. That's what we deal with. That's what's going on over here.
It's not all board games and board games and laughter. It's not all that. Sometimes it is shackles and pizza. So,
well, with all that said, how about we get down to making some games? I have not been down to R&D. I have a couple of ideas that have been on the back burner, but do you have anything? Do you have anything burning in your brain?
No, I mean, not really. I'm really relying on R&D to come up with something. The only thing that I have in my mind, and I'm not saying that we should run with this, I'm just thinking of a dog walking game where every single animal that you walk is not a dog and it's something different. I don't think that's something that we should go down. It was just a crazy thought that I had of just, you know, multiple animals walking on the street and your objective is to walk as many as you can or something like that. But I don't really know if there's enough to go on. I'm interested to hear what you have to say.
So the main, well, I actually really love that game. I will say that first off, I think that's some good bones. I think that's a rich vein to mine. But I was poking around and this is the one that, really got me. If I could figure out how to work computers and, you know, open up my links. Let me go ahead and send. It's not working. Okay, whatever. I'll just describe it to
you. Office work is hard sometimes.
I know. Well, the internet and, you know, all that stuff. You get through cords and wires.
I don't understand any of. I don't even know what that word you just said.
Which one? Wires or internet?
Both of them, actually. I have no idea what those mean.
Thought it was just one long word, wires and internet.
Wait, are you saying that's not? Those are two words.
It's two words, and it's actually three words because there's an and in the middle.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I'll have to look that one up later.
I was gonna say.
Is that you have no suggestions as of right now.
What I'm saying is that I wish I could send this to you so that you could see, but. Apparently, and this is news to me, so I'm really sad that I only learned this now. This was back in like 2001 or 3 or 5 for some reason. I think it's an odd number, but I can't remember which one. But NASA or scientists, someone, you know, the space people, they discovered a 600-kilometer space potato. Now, it's not actually a potato, but it is a giant asteroid that just looked like a potato, and so everyone named it the space potato because it's just this huge asteroid that just flies around our solar. I don't know if it's our solar system or something like that. Man, really wishing I could get this link to open right now, but the idea of a space potato, maybe like being like a spud farmer in space, or maybe the game would be you and a crew go out to this space potato and you try to colonize this rock. Just ever since I saw that word space potato, I just couldn't get over it.
Do you think that the scientist who came up with space potato, do you think that that was their first thing that they said, or did they come up with some scientific name and the rest of the scientists were like, yeah, we could call it that, but that's like pretty nerdy, Jack, you know? Why don't we just call it the space potato? It's a little bit more appealing to this meme culture that I'm hearing about.
100%. I mean, if that's not canon, that's definitely how I'm going to say it happened. Because, yeah, someone tried to name it. They gave it a very scientific name.
And they hazed the crap out of them. They just hazed them to hell.
I'm pretty sure that's how every scientific organization runs. But I imagine
a lot of hazing.
When they were releasing this information on the space potato, you know, yeah, they definitely were like, okay, you know what, this is a cool object to us, but we got to convey how cool it is to the rest of the world. We can't call it Alpha Rock E579-83524. We got to go with space potato.
Hey, what's the raddest vegetable you can think of?
True.
Nothing more than the humble potato.
It's a vegetable, but food-wise, it's a starch, correct?
Sure. Yeah, I guess. Look, I don't know anything about food anymore. I'm not making any claims to that.
That's true. I only really know about pizza these days.
Yeah.
But so that's kind of my pitch. It would be a game about either colonizing the space potato, or I don't know if this would be borrowing too much from The Martian, but growing potatoes somewhere in space.
Hmm. Well, let's not do that. That's a little too... I mean, I actually haven't even seen The Martian, so I'm going to take your word that that does happen.
It's like exactly what happens. 100%.
Okay. He grows potatoes in space. Well, let's not do that. Let's do... we'll just... Well, this is going to be called The Martian 2, where I assume at the end of this film, The Martian escapes, correct? He makes it back to... Well, actually, you probably don't want to spoil it for anyone. Well, back up. How long has this movie been out?
A while now. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so if you haven't seen it at this point, spoilers. Okay. Tell me how this movie ends.
So he does make it off Mars. Yeah. Basically, he crashes. Matt Damon crashes there. It was a book too, I think. Or at least I shouldn't even say anything. I'm like,
dang, you ruined a book and a movie.
Yeah, I know. I know. Terrible. But yeah, he gets back. He makes it back. The like major like plot twists though are that like, ooh, maybe we can incorporate this in the game, but there are traitors amongst the crew. It's almost like they kind of like bring up like ocean madness, or like I guess it's like a, you know, a theme of like space madness. He went crazy out in space from the loneliness and stuff, and so you know, one of the guys out there tries to like betray him essentially. But yeah, no, he makes it back. I mean, I don't want to, like, run down this line, though, and then get to the end and be like, ah, crap, we just made The Martian the board game.
Well, okay, so then what about this, then? So, the events of The Martian happen in this world, and it doesn't have to exactly be The Martian, but the events happen, and this guy gets back to Earth, and his potatoes are left out on Mars, and over time, like, hundreds of years from The Martian's events, a giant potato forms on Mars and it like detaches itself, and now it's hurtling towards, I don't know, the moon or something. It's heading towards us.
And are you the potato, or are you
the... No, you're not the potato. No, the potato is like, I'm imagining it as like more or less like the end of the game time. And you can decide on what you want to do with the potato. Maybe you want to harvest it. Maybe you're a trader and you want to see the potato collide with the moon and it replaces the moon. Maybe you want to... there's harvesting. I guess that's really kind of the two. Maybe you have a mission to destroy the potato because no one deserves to have that much potato in their life.
Let me throw this out super quick because as soon as you said it, I think this is it's a strong pivot away enough, but also kind of, you know, might relate to like another board game or something like that. What if space potatoes, but like pandemic? You play as the potatoes, and your job is to invade Earth and take over and become the new dominant potato life form. And
oh,
you know,
replace
your
the potatoes.
Yeah, you play as ones. Different. You are different colonies of space potatoes. Perhaps again, much like your, you know, narrative or lore, the potatoes on Mars became sentient, smart, all that stuff, and they're like, oh, we got to go to Earth because that's where the potato is strong, and we must invade, and much like an invasive species, take over. And I'm kind of imagining this game now loosely related, or at least similar mechanics to like Pandemic or something. You're trying to infect the world with your specific breed of potato.
Okay, I'm fine with that. So it's not necessarily... You're not, like, trying to destroy the human civilization. You're just trying to destroy the competing potatoes that are already on Earth with the space potatoes.
You are, and, you know, maybe some more lore narrative on top. These space potatoes are so addictive that, you know, people will only eat these potatoes. So they're almost like a mind-washing, brainwash. Wow, good job, me. Anyway, brainwashing potatoes that want to come in and take over the world, but, you know, in our board game competition style, only one potato can be king.
I mean, yeah, that could... I don't know why I'm not as wild about it as I am with, like, you know, because I was thinking really, like Majora's Mask, like, instead of the moon, it's a potato.
Oh, but... well, now you've got me hook, line, and sinker. That sounds like a good game.
You know, and that's just, like, the time limit, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, and that can happen, too. I think there should be elements of, like, I don't know. How do potatoes, they're, like, a root, correct? How do they reproduce? Yeah, they grow... Do they have seeds? No?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Okay. I think...
Because, I mean, I guess this is a space potato, so we can really make up how it goes. You know, I'm going to say that, you know, some spores can get ahead of the potato and can... And then, like, the Earth can start growing, like, these space potatoes. And that can just be, like, a different factor within it, you know?
Yeah, now we're getting almost like a zombie-type game where, you know... Or at least some kind of enemy thing where these potatoes are, you know, attacking as the, I guess, arbiters or the scouts.
But they're not attacking people. They're just attacking other potatoes. Just Earth potatoes. Yeah.
They're just attacking Earth potatoes and trying to replace them.
Yeah.
While there's also a giant potato about to crash into the moon and replace it.
I think there should be, like, you know, I'm seeing elements of this as... imagine the players are, like, all of the world leaders combined, and the point of the game is to decide on what to do with the potato, and you've got, like, an objective to, like, convince everyone else or something, like, that we should let the potato replace the moon, or we should let the potato, like, infect and take over all of these potatoes because they could be good, or, you know, I don't really know how that's all gonna work, but I believe, you know, there's a lot of things to do when, like, you know, it's like a group of people. It's like, how should we handle this giant space potato?
Okay, so we're talking, like, very political, global politics type game with, assuming...
they don't have to be global. I mean, I'm just saying that's like, who the characters or the players could be, you know?
Right. The theme. No, I like that. It's almost like you play as members of, you know, this kind of, in fiction world... United Nations, the United Spuds for Butts, and so
Nuts for Butts,
Spuds for Buds.
Oh, Spuds for Butts. Okay,
sorry.
I heard Nuts for Butts.
No, that's a different game. That's a much, much more graphic game than this one.
Yeah, we will never do that. Do not request
don't
us
ask.
To do that episode.
Don't ask it. But no, I'm on board. I'm 100% on board with this. I really like it. I like people have different objectives, and it's kind of your duty to persuade, you know, diplomacy, but, like, obviously you're also taking actions to thwart invasions or, you know, fund space research and stuff like that and try to get your agenda done.
Yeah, hold on. I just got a really good idea. And this is, like, combining your previous idea into, like, this space potato. I'll also say, I think one of the objectives will be to take over the world, or to take over, like, just the potatoes, and that's, like, one ending to it. But I like your idea. So say in, like, a group of eight, there's already one world leader who is infected by the space potato, and they have the ability to, like... infect other players. Like, they somehow have already been, like, mind controlled, and so there are going to be turns and stuff like that, and say, like, you can, like, flip cards and whatever, and then suddenly you're infected because, like, it was given to you by that other space potato, like, infected world leader. So
the infected one, they go into the cafeteria and replace all the Earth potatoes with space potatoes, so anyone that has lunch that day there is infected.
And there's, like, yeah, exactly. And there's, like, secret actions, and, like, you can definitely have an outcome. Like, you can vote off people if you suspect them of being evil space potato wins. And then, like, once they're out of the game or whatever, then you can... That's just, like, it for them. Then they can't come back. And that's, just, like one way that the game can end. I'm saying that there's going to be, like, multiple levels of, like, how this game can finally, like, conclude in the amount of time that you have to, like, get this space potato. Like, say an objective, like, you... rid the world leaders of all of the different infected people. You also were quick enough to, like, arm the military, and you were have enough time to shoot a missile into space and blow it up. And that's, like, for those players who are looking for the objective of, like, absolute normalcy, that's, like, the best ending there. And obviously on the other spectrum of that, There's the space potato people who are obviously just trying to infect everyone, and that's one of them. Then there's in-between stuff as well, where, say, like, so there's some scientists who want the potatoes to land, but obviously study it and don't want to get it infected. So you got to have, like, a little bit of mix in between of being like, I need these potato people here to work with my objective, but I need to get rid of them at some point. And, you know, it's all about finding that balance, you know, for those players, that is.
Now, you just said potato people, and I got to ask, in-universe, are the potatoes that are raining down from the space potato, because I assume that's how the spores, I guess, that are coming down, are they being planted in the ground and tiny potato people are going around and replacing all the earth potatoes, or are they just still, you know, vegetable potatoes that upon being eaten, you become a quote-unquote potato person?
I'm gonna say the second one. I don't think we should have, like, little aliens. I don't know. I mean, that's just me. I don't think they need to be little aliens that walk around.
No, I'm down. You know? I'm down with this because this reinforces also, or at least in my opinion, the theming. Like, this is no goofs. This is a serious game. Yeah. The space potato, as funny and as cool as it sounds, is a serious threat.
This is a huge threat.
Yeah, to the human race. This is not funny business. This isn't kid stuff.
It just also happens to be potato salad day and baked potato day at the world leader's lunchtime. So, like, there's no getting around that. The lunch people can't change their menu. They just also happen to be discussing this thing here during, you know, potato day. So right. Don't laugh about it.
Exactly. And so, again, it's like that gives the option of if you can, and I imagine it would be like, you know, almost like the end game result, like you're saying, that if you are a potato person and if you can successfully not only harvest enough space potatoes but replace the cafeteria potatoes with those before being cooked down and all that good stuff, then you know, win the game by infecting all the other world leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And you have done it. No I love this because I'm kind of getting like Secret Hitler vibes.
Yeah, but I was just thinking that.
Yeah, where you're kind of passing agendas, but still, or I mean, I guess people could be on teams, but I'm really digging this, or I feel like a lot of the time games don't, they're either a free-for-all or two teams. I think in this game, we have teams, but they're teams of maybe, like, you know, one person or, like, two people or stuff like that, so you can have, you know, 2, 3, 4, maybe like up to like 5 teams of people if you're playing with like 10 people in this game. So, like, you know,
I was just gonna say, have you ever played the game Bang or Bang Dice?
No, but I've seen it. Yeah, I was gonna play it one time and I read all the rules and then we ended up playing something else.
It's kind of like, I mean, it's basically the kind of concept that it's going around. Like, when you get the maximum amount of players, there's deputies, outlaws, and renegades.
Outsiders or whatever it is.
And, like, the renegades are, like, on the team of the deputies up to a certain point. And it's, like, I'm imagining, like you're saying, kind of that dynamic of there's going to be some people on one extreme of, like, get rid of all potatoes. There's going to be some people on one extreme of, like, let's get all potatoes. And then there's going to be, like, different objectives in between that, like, there's going to be, like, a middle ground that, like, it's, you know, those teams are going to be the ones to, like, decide on how they want to go about, like, their business, more or less.
I'm saying that, I mean, like, and again, there can even be more extremes. So, like, you've got the I'm just gonna go ahead and try and do some names. You've got the potato envoys. They are the ones that wish to bring about the great potato revolution. You've got the potato rejects, working name, I guess. They're the ones that want to rid the potato, get rid of all of it, no evidence, no nothing, blow it up, all that stuff. The potato researchers, they want to like you said, research it, get enough specimens but not let it take over. And then I'm thinking just extremists, potato annihilists. Not only are they convinced that the space potato needs to go, but all potatoes on Earth need to go. There is no good potato. Yeah. Ooh. All potatoes are out. No more potatoes.
I love that.
This threat comes too close.
That's like a, wow. So then that would kind of link up like a common enemy between like the potato ambassadors and the potato rejects. Like
potato ambassadors. Yeah, that's a really good one.
What did you say?
Potato Envoys, I think. Oh, okay. I don't know.
Potato Heralds, yeah. Whatever it would be. But yeah, I understand what you're saying, because that is like a... I couldn't think of a scenario where both of those teams would want to link up or like help each other. But that's a good one. I do like this wild card of like, this is just some person. He's like allergic to potatoes, and he's like, this is my opportunity to destroy them all. Time to just get rid of these nasty little like root vegetables forever.
They're wrinkly. They got gross skin.
They have something always... called eyes.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Excuse me. Okay, this is... I like that a lot then. Okay, and I'm sure down the line there can be other sort of like... This is rife with expansion pack potential, where you can have like additional objectives in between. So, okay, I think this is a very good like base for it then.
Perfect. Okay, I think we have the general theming and all the kind of objectives and stuff. What does it look like mechanically? Like what does a turn look like? Obviously, or at least I'm gonna suppose that there is people take turns, or there's rounds, and then at the end of everyone taking a turn, there's almost like a discussion or vote round that occurs that, you know, you kind of see what direction an agenda is passed.
Yeah, that's a good question. I was kind of thinking this. So I'm imagining in my head that each one of the characters, everyone is represented by a character of a world leader. And these have nothing that affect the game. This is just the picture of who you are, much like in Secret Hitler, how there's like pictures of what you actually look like, you know, on the outside. So this is like, you know, they can just be generic looking world leader-ish people. And then I don't know if this is a good idea, but it could work, where it's every single, then say those potato ambassadors, you have a separate deck that you will have for a potato ambassador, and you only draw from that deck there. But the potato ambassador has different powers within it that are noted, being like, this is a potato ambassador card, and you wouldn't play it to reveal it. Those would be things that you would give to other players to say, like, infect them. Or like, in within the deck itself, you do have the option to play like generic cards that everyone has in their deck to not reveal themselves. But like, I'm imagining a certain gameplay kind of thing where you're trading cards back and forth, and then you could lie about which cards were given to you and be like, this was given to me by like that person over there, and like, that's why I have this potato like ambassador card. But then like, you can use it in some other, like, do you kind of picture what I'm like going with, you know?
I get that, like, the way that you infect is that you give people these different cards. It's just, I'm trying to think, because you would need, obviously, one, a way to track it, and like, you know, you wouldn't want to just be able to play one card and infect someone right away. I mean, unless it was an extremely powerful card that maybe you built up to or something like that.
I agree, you probably don't want to do that.
But no, but I do love the idea that obviously, yeah, as the potato ambassador, as the heralds of the potato, you are trying to, either give cards or like infect people by some kind of physical component. What I was honestly imagining too, to kind of help track at least your own individual actions, but so that everyone could see what was happening but they didn't know who was doing it, would be almost like a group or some kind of counter for everyone to have, and actions are made, or maybe it's like a communal board to the side that everyone once per round gets to kind of go over. It's all hidden or whatever, and you place tokens or trackers or something, or you interact with this board, and then once everybody has a turn, it's revealed what has happened on this board and what events are going to take place based off of where people place stuff.
I like what you're thinking. Okay, picture this.
Go ahead.
Okay, so what if, so you know in Secret Hitler how there's one board and you kind of vote if you want a fascist thing or a liberal idea?
Yes.
So imagine multiple different ones of those trackers that have different sort of requirements that need to get done in terms of, I don't know, getting to either of the objectives. There's one that's like, you know, there's a military aspect to it where you got to build a missile. And you can openly work on that and ask people for help. And the more people that you get to openly help you, the faster that goes. However, you can also maybe move that tracker silently as well. And say if there's, you know, there'd be a tracker, I'd say, for like, you know, building a missile. There'd be a tracker for building like a science laboratory. There's going to be a tracker for like making lunch, which making lunch is a highly suspicious one. But then there's also like, if you're going in to help those things, you have the option to sabotage them, you know? So what if
I think
there's a leader every single time? And in this scenario, we've got someone who is on the potato reject team, and they're going to be like, okay, I'm going to lead a group. We're going to build a missile here, and I need this missile to go through, so I'm going to pick some people who I want to help me, or people can volunteer if they want. And so then once the group is picked, you put a token in whether you helped it or sabotaged it. And the more sabotage stuff that goes in there, the tracker goes backwards, and that opens up additional abilities maybe for like other people to use. And then if you pick people to help move it forward or something like that, then it goes in that direction. And then you can like mix things up where it's like if you had like making lunch and you could do it normally and make a normal potato lunch. Or if you were pick someone who's on like the ambassador side, you can sabotage it. Now suddenly someone's infected.
Yeah, and I think another good mechanic to almost kind of, or I guess if I like this route that you pick different objectives or I guess tasks to do, and then who your teammates, or at least you ask people who your teammates are going to be in different ways. And I also think another way that you could do is that, like, if you are a potato researcher, you could volunteer to sign up on the you know, missile team, but maybe there are like certain cards or things like that you can kind of, or like adjusters that, like, yes, obviously you want to make a missile, but your missile, is it going to have explosives on it? It's going to have astronauts, or you're going to try and make like a living quarters on the missile, so that, like, you know, when it's finally done, it's like, oh, oops, your missile actually became a spacecraft. Whoa, looks like we're going to have to send some guys up there, or, you know, some people up there to investigate this space potato.
And
then the other, just super quick, the other mechanic that I was thinking, I love the you make lunch, because each round would be called a day. I think that you can take actions and you can keep going and forego lunch, but eventually you will have to eat lunch. Yeah. You gotta eat lunch. And that's essentially your energy or whatever. And so, you know,
you sacrifice the potential for being force fed a potato, and then someone, you gotta pick someone to just like be like, you gotta give me a potato, and then you don't know who's giving you the food.
Yes. So that is where I think it is, that when you quote unquote eat lunch, maybe there's a stack of cards that are face down or whatever. If you are chosen to prepare lunch, you draw potatoes from a deck, and I'm almost thinking honestly like a 50-50 numbering or ratio of regular to space potatoes. When you prepare lunch, you get to choose which potatoes go into the lunch pile.
You can reorganize them. Yeah.
Yeah, you can reorganize them, or at least, you get to obviously stack the deck in your odds, so that when someone chooses a potato to eat for lunch, and, you know, this is kind of just like the honor system, and, you know, again, hey, this isn't kid stuff. No kids.
No kids.
If you're not an infected person and you draw an infected space potato, you just have to, like, during your turn when you're doing the silent stuff, you could probably go to the box, or maybe just even all of the objectives are out. You have to discard yours and pick up a new infected, you know, agenda, whatever it is.
Well, we may not want to go. I do understand that, but I think at that point, I say what the objective is then for that team. Like, they should, like, I agree that your objective is basically failed at that point. But then your next thing is to figure out who infected you and try to help that person out. I don't want to do like the switching deck kind of thing, because then people can, if, you know, if they're counting the cards to see how big it is or whatever, you may see like a change in that. Like, I say no, that it's all the same, and you keep acting normal, but like, now your win condition is to figure out, is to destroy the potato, or like get the potatoes to come.
No, sorry, that's exactly what I meant. I didn't mean, sorry, that you discard your whole hand. I mean, like, you keep playing as normal, but just the one thing that changes is that you have to get rid of whatever your objective card is, or your tile, whatever it is. You get rid of that and then pick up a new one.
I'm not even saying to do that, to be honest. I'm saying that you just keep that one, and then now you have, like, a new mission of figuring out exactly how to do it.
So if you are a potato annihilator, if you're a potato destroyer, and you get infected, do you still try to annihilate the potato, or do you just kind of have to
honor system? It's just honor system. You don't even need to look at yours anymore. You only win if the potato ambassadors win, and you can only do everything to help them win, basically.
What if on the space potato card, so when you do draw one and eat it, it has writing on it or whatever, like, you are now infected, your new objective is this.
Yeah. And just
basically, like, place it in front of... Okay, awesome.
That's what
Love
you
it.
Should do. And I'd also like to say, there's, like, if you see someone in making lunch every single day, I'd also like to say that you can, you know, maybe not once per game, but, like, each player can vote out a person in terms of, like, you know, just kick them out of the game entirely if you don't want them there. Or it's like, hey, this person's acting a little suspicious. They're always in the kitchen, or they're always making lunch. Like, do we all want to just, like, kick this person out? Like, I'm trying to say, like, you don't want to just, like... If you're the ambassador one, you don't want to just be in the, like, lunchroom every day, because it's kind of obvious then. And then it just kind of makes it in their favor to, like, you know, it makes it in their favor to just always stay in the lunchroom, you know?
So let me ask this then. Since we're kind of already down the secret Hitler type way, and I'm actually kind of on the fence, just going to say, even as I'm asking this, do we want then on the potato ambassador team, do we want... Let's say there's three of them on one team, three of them on the potato annihilators, and then there's a rogue potato researcher person, so seven people in this game.
Sure.
If the potato researcher and the other three potato annihilators figure out, you know, maybe one of the potato ambassadors, if they are the quote-unquote king potato ambassador, is it game over because the king potato ambassador was figured out, or do you have to sequentially eliminate all three of them? Or like if someone's acting suspicious, one of the non-potato kings starts to try to act more suspicious in order to kind of, you know, get voted out in place of the king,
the hive potato. Mind yeah, that's a tricky question. I'm open to
that's
both.
What I'm saying.
But
because again, it's in Secret Hitler, if a Nazi is killed off, it's not game over. Obviously, then the liberals have a better chance.
Yeah,
because you've eliminated a Nazi. But also, the Nazis, you know, done their job kind of as for taking the bullet for Hitler. So does the hive mind potato, does the grand spud.
That's it. That's for the grand spud.
Is there a grand spud? And then... Ooh, maybe we do go with a grand spud, but maybe then we also go with, I guess since we kind of have, or at least it looks like we're building out two major teams that have their leaders, and if one of the leaders is eliminated, then it's just game over, and the other extreme team wins, and if you're playing this outside faction, then you can kind of play both sides, since your objective is this, like, middle ground.
Well, no, so, I mean, I don't know if, like, that team would win, because here's this, then. So let's say, yeah, the rejects, the ones that want to destroy, maybe they are all eliminated in some sort of way. Then it's up to the scientists then. You know, they still want science to happen, but they still, now it's up to them to also stop the potatoes from coming in, you know? Because it's their loss if they let it, like, get fully taken over. So their objective kind of changes a little bit, where they have to try to band together and be like, okay, the potato guys are going to win here. We need to... stop working on science and actually build a missile, because that's, like, the best objective at this point.
Gotcha. Okay, so then let me ask, is there a mechanic in this game where no matter what, two of the objectives, or two of, I guess, the roles that are given out are that you are the head of whatever team, and if you specifically are eliminated, it's game over and the other team wins, whereas if one of your comrades is eliminated, one of your allies are eliminated, it is not game over. You get to keep, or at least the game goes on because the head of your team wasn't taken out.
I'll say yes. I'll say yes that...
I like this team aspect. I think it makes it kind of fun to have a, you know, a get down, Mr. President moment where you,
yeah,
you eat the potato, or, well, I guess you wouldn't eat the potato because then you'd be infected, but you take the potato to the chest.
Let's say this.
Out.
Let's say that if you destroy the president of the world, which is on the reject side, because at this point in the future, there is a president of the world and we've all united in that, and if that happens, then everyone else who's on that team reveals their card and you see who they're at. Or if you do the same thing to the Spud, Grand Spud, then all the other sort of infected people reveal that they're infected, and then it's like crunch time, and then it's like things are really going fast at that point.
Okay, I like that because then it's not like, it's not as ultimatum, or it's not as like, you know, final as like, oh, you know,
mm-hmm.
I guess we lost because our leader was eliminated. We didn't do a good enough job, maybe the leader just doesn't do a great job, or they get kind of put in a hard place, and it doesn't feel like it's just complete game over. I like that. You get one more round to try and complete whatever, and whatever, even if nothing gets completed, whatever is the closest. And I think, just to arbitrarily draw a line in the sand, ties go to the potato ambassadors. The ones that are the aggressors, I guess, of this world, since it seems like they'd be kind of backpedaling, or at least like they'd always be the underdogs most of the time. They win any ties.
Sure. Yeah, I can agree to that.
Cool. Well, I like this game. This was a fun one to dive down and stuff like that. But I think this is some good spuds.
This was the most difficult thing I've ever thought of. And I can't wait to play test this thing.
Yeah. Do we want to flesh out any more mechanics? I think this is a good spot. I mean, we could go on and on about what all actions and turns and stuff are, but I think we've got some good.
We didn't really say anything for like the Annihilist, or like the ones who want to destroy all potatoes, you know. I think they should get some powers too, like if they go to the lunchroom, they will like destroy.
They'll start taking out potatoes.
They also want like a high military to like blast stuff, but they go like too far in one end of the military. Like, I think, I think there's, leave that to the eggheads down at, you know, the ones that actually flush it out. We're just the ideas people.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is a good one. I think this is a great one that you take turns. You research the things that you want to, or you place like some tokens or whatever on this secret hidden board once per turn. You kind of don't know what people are doing, but secretly you can kind of see. I guess if someone went first, if you go second, you know what the first person does. Oh, maybe here we go. Last little suggestion to help the secrecy and stuff like that. This would be a heads down, heads up type thing where the Grand Spud gets to look up, but the potato ambassadors have to keep their heads down and maybe like raise a hand or something like that to identify themselves as the
ambassadors.
You know,
yeah,
yes, the ambassadors. And then the president gets to look up and see who their fellow potato rejects are. When it's your turn to go first, you choose who goes second, and then order of play kind of goes off of like, I don't know, maybe some kind of like hierarchy system. So when you go first, you can choose someone to, or it's basically be like, hey, this is what I did on my turn. And then at that point, you can't really tell who's doing what.
Okay.
But that is where you kind of start to put pieces together of like, oh, hey, you know, Eric keeps choosing, you know, Sarah to go second. So I think they're obviously on a team. And it seems like every time that it gets around to me, like maybe one other person has gone in between, but the potato acceptance track seems to keep going higher and higher and higher. I think that at least one of them is, you know, the potato ambassador, you know?
Yeah. No, that makes sense. I do like that. That checks out in my head.
Yeah. Cause then you can not only complete the things that you need to, or potentially cover up your tracks by being like, oh, hey, like, you know, you've been doing a good job. You've been going to the cafeteria, and I haven't seen one
space potato
yet.
You've been clearing out those mean spuds.
You've been clearing out the mean spuds, and I'm going to pick you to go second, where in reality, you are actually against them, but you're just trying to pick the popular vote to kind of cover yourself.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, lots of different levels of play here. I can already see the championships in my head. A big esports arena playing. Well, I guess we got to figure out a name then.
Would it be B-Sports because it's board game sports?
Bean Sports?
No, B-Sports, just the letter B.
Oh, man, I can't hear anything you're saying for some reason.
I'm sorry.
I like the idea of Bean Sports Arena just because it's potato-themed.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they're both things that grow, I guess. I don't know.
Yep.
But yeah. B-Sports, look out for it. Yeah. Name it. Who goes first? Slap it on the shelves.
Name it. I mean, this is a serious game, as we have alluded to before.
Yeah.
We just called it, like, seriously, guys, there's a giant space potato coming our way. We have to do something.
I do like that. I like that naming convention. It's just a lot.
There's no picture on the box of it. There's no picture. It's just all words. That's my pitch.
Okay. Now, that aspect I really like. No picture, just words.
Just a white box. And it's white box and black text. It's a seriously, guys, it's a serious business. There's a giant space potato coming our way. We have to do something.
Wait, not even white. I think just a cardboard box. Like, no wrapping or anything like that. So, okay, wait.
Just a very plain-looking box.
Yeah, just a very plain-looking box, but just bold black letters that say, seriously, guys, this is serious business. We have to do something about this.
Let's change it to seriously, everyone.
My apologies.
No, I said guys as well, but let's change that to everyone, and then
gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh. How about this? Little bit shorter, a little bit sweeter, but still the same message. Everyone, listen up. This is serious.
We don't even convey that there's a space potato.
Maybe on like the bottom of the box. I mean, hopefully that will just
the bottom of the box just says there. It's a space potato, and that's all it says. There's no description of the game. It says everyone seriously listen up. Bottom of the box, space. It's a space potato.
Wait. Sorry, everyone listen up. This is serious.
Yeah.
No, that's the title.
Oh,
that's
okay. Gotcha. Okay.
That's the title.
All right. No, I think it's perfect. I think it conveys perfect. Everything that we need.
Yeah. I mean, this is either going to be a massive hit where people are going to be talking about this word of mouth getting out there, or, you know, it's going to live on shelves forever.
Yeah, no one's going to have any idea. There's no description on the outside of what's inside it. But it is secretly the best game out there.
Yeah. Everyone, listen up. This is serious. And then back of the box, there's a space potato.
Guys, I'm done bickering. Everyone needs to stop talking. There's a space potato.
There's a space potato. Perfect. All right, who goes first?
Clearly, whoever last watched The Martian.
Okay, I also listening back to our other episodes, I really like that we come up with like a hierarchy system of. Yeah. If you did this, you go first. But if someone did this, they go first. If someone does this, they go
first. Okay, the Martian should be like third on that list. There, we can definitely think of like two better ones than whoever watched the Martian last.
I mean, another I feel like are kind of like obvious one is like if you bring a potato dish, but I don't know. Then at this point, a lot of our games, people are bringing food. But hey, you know, that's kind of
it's fun. It's a party.
Bring it to
the B Sports Arena.
Yeah.
That's the real competition, is who brought the best potato dish. In their Cloud9 uniform.
Oh, wow. Calling out teams now. Cloud9.
Sponsor is Cloud9.
What's that? Solo mid?
Solo mid, yeah.
Spud's mid.
Spud's mid. yeah, I mean, that's fine, too. That could be number two, if we want to think of one that's, like, the number one priority. If no one's seen The Martian, if no one felt like cooking a potato, what's the number one?
I I think I got it.
Okay.
If you are wearing a piece of clothing that, like, let's say you have a tie that has potatoes on it. Let's say you have a jacket that has potatoes on it.
Okay.
If you have any type of spud-related garb, then
that's
you
it.
Go first. If you come dressed as a potato to this event, you go first.
Yeah.
Because, again, this is serious.
Now I'm imagining, like, a Halloween costume that's got the word Solo Mid printed on it somewhere.
Just riddled with logos.
With advertisements. It's got, like, I don't know, it's got, like, Whole Foods on there because it's a potato game.
I mean, come on. Are you think about Wendy's, McDonald's, Wendy's.
Oh, yeah.
Burger King. Get at us mm-hmm. with those fries. Little, they you know, add some food coloring. You sell space potato fries. Ooh. Maybe during Halloween, spooky season.
Yeah. This is a horror game now. This is serious. It's an actual horror game. A giant potato's hurtling towards us.
Well, that's like, you know, you could add some maybe, like, you know, more zombie elements in an expansion.
Yeah, that's true.
This thing's got legs, and I think we know how to use them.
Okay, well, that, I guess, puts a wrap on it then.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Yeah. Thank you for coming along in this journey.
And it has been a journey. We are Miss Dunn Needs More Games over here at Patch Potch Games. You can visit us or join us, our R&D team, on Twitter at patchpotchrnd, or any professional inquiries at patchpotchllc@gmail.com. And to spell that out, that is patchpotch. And one thing that I wanted to put in real quick here, if you for some reason like this podcast,
which I don't know why you wouldn't.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? Hey, I'm selling ourselves short. I think this is a great project, and if you love Spud-related gameplay, if you love this stuff, tell your friends about us. We'd really love to get that word-of-mouth marketing, because, again, we're going to need it for this one, folks. We're gonna need some help on this one.
We're putting out gold mines every single opportunity we get, and just for you to just share the word of being like, hey, I just listened to this crazy podcast where these guys came up with this brilliant game about a space potato. We would really appreciate that. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your enemies, all the above.
Yeah. I think that about wraps it up.
Yep.
You want to give us our classic sign off, DJ?
Oh, you mean the ones where I don't do it very well? Is that the classic sign off? Cause that's the only ones I can think of.
I mean, you know, if you don't want to take a stab at it, I got kind of something.
All right, guys, if you don't listen and pay attention to this sign-off, then you got potatoes in your ears.
Yeah. See you next time. Bye.
See ya.